your eyes and imagine something for me. Imagine, I mean, you're a girl or a boy, 5 to 8 years old, and you decide that you want to be a gymnast. So you wake up 5 days a week at 4 a.m., you go to practice, and you're practicing every morning 4 a.m. for 2 to 3 hours. You leave practice, and you still have to go to school. You're at school for 8 hours. You leave school, you go back to the gym for another 2 hours. Then you go home, you do homework, and probably pass out. You do this all over again, keep doing this for 5 years. Then someone comes to you because you're good, but they say that they can make you better. But to do that, they need you to leave your mom, your family, your friends, all your familiar surroundings, go to another part of the country, live with another family, interact with new coaches, new equipment, and train even harder than you've been training. So you do it because you want to be the best. You want to be an Olympic gymnast. So you reach your goal. You work hard and you're there. You're at the Olympics. And you're faced with utter stupidity and ignorance, not only from the media, but from your own people. In a sport where there aren't many people like you anyway. I digress. So you defy the odds by not only winning for the team gold, but winning the overall individual gold and beating the favorites. Great. Awesome. Your hard work paid off. So fast forward another 4 years. You reach another goal, which is becoming a two-time Olympian in your sport. Because in gymnastics, rarely do you reach the Olympics twice.
And another one.
Now, people are still talking about some irrelevant bullshit like your hair. Or they criticize you because they feel like you didn't clap and you didn't smile hard enough when your team won. They didn't know. Maybe you were just fucking exhausted. And then you didn't put your hand over your heart when the national anthem was sung. Who knows what was going on in your mind? Like, this is all the things that they say about Gabby Douglas, right? But not yet have I heard anyone criticize Hope Solo. So Hope Solo, after losing, criticized the Swedish soccer team by calling them cowards. That's unsportsmanlike. And this is not her first incident of issues like this. Over and over and over again does she have issues like this. Way bigger than anything Gabby Douglas has ever done. But yet, no one says anything about Hope Solo. And for the record, I think Hope Solo needs her ass beat. But I'll tell you what I do know is Gabby's being unfairly criticized while another Olympian, a white Olympian, receives little to no criticism at all. Shots fired at the people that are bothering Gabby. She's a young lady, she's an Olympian, and she's done great things. I don't know where the hate is coming from, but we're going to talk about it this week, other Olympic situations, and of course, my forte, side chicks, coming up on Soleil Serenade. Welcome to Soleil Serenade. I'm your host, Soleil Divine, and let's get back to what I was saying about Hope Solo. Don't know if you guys know, but she's a U.S. soccer player, goalie to be specific, but let me tell you a little bit more about her, her history. On June 21st, 2014, Solo was arrested for 2 counts of domestic violence. Get this, I want you to listen to this closely. 2 counts of domestic violence against her half-sister and her nephew was a minor at the time. The police were trying to book her, and she was so combative that they had to force her to the ground. And she was screaming, and I quote, "You're such a bitch, you're scared of me because you know that if the handcuffs were off, I'd kick your ass," end quote. Now, for everybody out there, you know, and I know, if she were black, that would have been a whole different thing, right? But Hope Solo's white, blonde hair. Whatever. I digress. Yet another incident with her husband, who's a former NFL player, Jeremy Stephens, was arrested, and they were both together. He was arrested while driving a USA van, a USA soccer team van in Manhattan Beach. The lights were off on the van. He was pulled over. Solo was also there. He was found to be under the influence, and he was arrested. Solo was also almost arrested, forget this, acting belligerently, again, towards the police. She was suspended for 30 days. So, like I mentioned earlier, she called the Sweden national soccer team cowards. Not sure why she called them that. Why? Just because they beat her ass? Maybe somebody else needs to beat Hope Solo's ass and knock some sense into her. Because the shit that she does, I just don't understand it. Yet she keeps getting chance after chance after chance. And then the same people that don't criticize Hope say all these things about Gabby for her not putting her hand over her heart. Really? Is that the same thing? So let me ask you this. Which one of these situations, which one of these people, which one is more noteworthy? Who is really hurting someone? Who is embarrassing their country? Who should really be apologizing? Because I haven't heard Hope say anything about apologizing yet. Who should not be representing America? Who knows? I think Gabby may have been like in a daze almost when she didn't put her hand over her heart. Have any of you watched the NBA game when the national anthem is being sung? Some of those players have their heads down, they're jumping. They're not even there mentally. Go back and look at some old tape of Michael Jordan while they're playing the national anthem. He's so focused in. He's not being disrespectful, but you gotta understand, this girl has been training since she was 6 years old. 4 hours a day, all over the country, all over the world. That all being said, I think we owe Gabby Douglas the benefit of the doubt. She hasn't cursed out any police. She hasn't committed any crime. She hasn't beat anyone up. But I know who has. Hope Solo has. She's embarrassed the United States by calling her competitors, who she rightfully lost to, cowards, for no reason. And I really believe that Hope Solo is the coward. And I believe the people who are not chastising her and holding her accountable for her actions, they're cowards. And this week, those people, Hope Solo and the people that refuse to criticize her, they are the bitch come-ons of the week. Dr. Soleil here, and this segment is brought to you by Divine Publishing. The new release of Main Chick vs. Side Bitch 3 is out. It's written by our very own Soleil Divine. Please go out and purchase that. It is available at Amazon.com for your Kindle, on Google Play for your tablet, cell phone, Android device, also on iTunes and Barnes & Noble. Well, let's get into it this week. Interesting that our sponsor is about the book of Main Chick vs. Side Bitch, because I want to talk to you about the Main Chick Side Bitch syndrome, the ignorance of it, and people's unawareness to even validate that these things exist. Case in point, there was a conversation on Facebook about main chicks and side bitches, and then how they don't exist and how they don't like the wording and yada yada. It's a true fact of our society. Many of the social media memes and things that you see about reality TV shows highlighted. And all of these things are only a microcosm of what's going on in the real world. And this is nothing new. Cheating has been going on for centuries. Songs like Your Papa Was a Rolling Stone from The Temptations wasn't brought on by a delusion. There are men and women that have had whole families across towns, have had mistresses for years and years and years. Why I bring this up is that there was a case in New Jersey where the side chick and the wife both had an obituary in the same paper competing for it for the same man. It's not necessarily a syndrome that is paramount to women. It is something that is paramount to people, period. Everyone wants something more. Everyone wants something, the greener grass on the other side of the fence. So just because it doesn't appeal to you doesn't mean it doesn't exist in other people's lives. And I think the people that have the most problems with this main chick, side chick syndrome are the ones that are probably side chicks themselves. The truth is, though, there is no main or no side. Both of you are being cheated on. Whether you know it or not, whether you condone it or not. I'm not saying that all women are being cheated on, but I just want to say that don't be disillusioned to what's really going on in the world. Don't give yourself a false reality. And this goes back to what we talked about mental health. Make sure you stay away from someone that does not value your worth. If you feel like you don't want to be a side chick, or you don't want to be called somebody's main chick, you want to be the only, then demand that. And if you are ever finding yourself in a side chick position or feel that your man is cheating on you, if you don't like it, get out. It's very simple. This week, Dr. Soleil just wants to tell you, main chicks, side chicks do exist, and it's really your choice whether you want to be one or not. Have a blessed week.
My name is, let's just call me Terry. My name is Terry. I'm 39 years old, and I have been a side chick for 10 years. Been in a relationship with my man for 10 years. He is married with 2 children. And I want to say that, like, the misconception is that I went into this thinking this is how it was going to be, and I didn't. I had no idea that he was married at first. It started out very platonic. It was a work situation. I was a contractor at his office for a few months. We hit it off, had a few dinner dates to talk about work, and we were just so compatible. I could talk to him about anything, and things just kind of progressed from there. I found out he was married not too long after that, and honestly, I love him, and I don't care if he's got a family. He's good to me. He's very wealthy, so he does give me a lot of gifts and money to sustain myself. And he said on multiple occasions that he is going to leave his wife when the time is right. And I know what you're thinking. It's been 10 years. When is the time going to be right? And I ask him the same thing all the time. But I'm not in a rush. Like, this is a forever thing, and I just feel like I'm fine with being the side, or whatever you want to call it. Like, this thing in the media has come up about the side, and you know, whatever. Like, I'm fine with that. I'm fine if that's what you guys, if society wants to call me. But yeah, his wife doesn't know about me. She doesn't know about our daughter. She's 2 years old. And he was there for her birth, and like, he went with me on a few doctor's appointments, and I'm just like, this isn't ideal. I know that this isn't the norm. I know that society is like, I'm a homewrecker, but you gotta understand that, like, I'm just a woman. I fell in love with a man, and you don't know who you're gonna fall in love with. You can't tell your heart who to fall in love with, and that's how I feel. It's like, I love him, and I'm willing to wait forever, however long it takes. So if it takes another 10 years, like, then that's just what it is. But I don't feel like my daughter is being deprived. He said that, like, you know, he wants to wait till his kids graduate, and that's fine. That's a few more years away, and, I love him, and I love everything that he loves. So if he wants to respect this woman that he married, and he wants to respect his children, and if I have to kind of placate that, then that's fine. That's what I'm willing to do, Soleil. So, like, what I wanted to say is just that we do exist. We're out here, like, side women. Like, we're the reasons why a lot of your marriages are working. we do exist. And for all those haters out there, like, I think your books are hella accurate about how some of it happens. And I just want you to just keep doing what you're doing. Sorry this is so long, but yeah, so have a good one, Soleil. Bye.
It's funny that Dr. Soleil was talking about side chicks this week. And I just released my the third installment to the Main Chick versus Side Bitch series. And of course, by the title, I don't want to give it away what the story is about, but I mean, you can guess what goes on. And I saw that I had a lot of critique on Facebook from women saying that they didn't agree with the cover. They didn't like the Main Chick versus Side Bitch stigma. They don't believe it exists, blah, blah, blah. Yes, it does. And like Dr. Soleil said, side bitch shit has been going on for years. Your dad, your grandpa had a whole family across town. Some of you are side kids. Your mama was a side chick. The shit exists, it happens. We just, in the modern day, have gotten a name for it. But, like, back in the day, the parents all knew this, right? And the side kids were called the side woman, like auntie. I've heard stories about that. So you just heard from that caller, like, I distorted her voice completely and she called me on the phone, so it doesn't sound that great, and I actually had to cut out a part so you guys didn't get to hear the whole thing. But these people exist, like, it is reality. And I think not facing reality is what has a lot of us stuck, has a lot of people feeling like, I don't know, like, they just, everybody's so out of touch with reality, I feel, that they don't want to believe that things like this exist and they happen, that they're a figment of somebody's imagination, but they are real. This is somebody's life and they're living it right now. So I don't want to be judgmental of people. I write books, first of all, I write because I love it. It's something that I've been an avid reader for years, and I've always wanted to write since I was a child. I want to a poetry contest when I was like in kindergarten. I've been writing for a long time. But like recently, I write what's popular. I write what's going on in the world. I write what's real. So if you don't like it, that's fine. I'm cool with that. But don't say that side chicks don't exist and you don't agree with it. Like, whether you agree with it or not doesn't mean it's not happening. You might not like that somebody has a certain view, but it doesn't mean that their view is invalid, that it's wrong. It's just something that you're not cool with. So, this week, Sex Mentality, like, wow, I really want to thank Terry for calling in and talking to me real quick. I just put like a message out on social media that I needed to interview a side chick for the podcast, and like she hit me right up real quick. So, I appreciate that, and I think we're going to have more calls from different people that are going through things, so we can really see a first person point of view that these things really do exist. Like, it's a whole new world out there, peeps, and I'm gonna keep talking about it, and I'm gonna keep writing about it, and I hope you stay tuned and listen to it. So, man, I just want everybody to be safe out there overall. Just be safe and do you. Speaking of that, good day, kings and queens of the kingdom. I want to say, you know, it's interesting times. It's like something new's happening every day. And overall, I think about what's happening in Milwaukee, and I think about like the criticism of Gabby Douglas and the other Olympians, and it's just like my mind is boggled by shit, you know, and like I'm being challenged on all fronts about what's what. And I think overall, we got to ask ourselves, are we ready for what's next? I really feel like there's going to be some type of a revolution in the world, period. Things have to change. And I wonder, are we ready for it? So being kings and queens, I think the best thing is to be self-aware and self-evaluation. What can you do to better yourself? Think about that this week. What can you do to get yourself ready for whatever is coming in your life, like the next step, that next hurdle? We're already in August. 2017 Jeez. It's here. It's basically here. You might as well say that, like, it's 2017 already, because that's how close it is. So, we're going through some times that I thought I'd never see in a way, like with the technology, first of all, then with the presidential race, if you follow it, just things that are being said, things that are going on. So I think we all just need to be aware, especially as like kings and queens, we need to be aware of what's going on, be aware of ourselves, and ask ourselves constantly, what can I do to be better? What can I do to get ready for the next thing? Because no matter whether there's going to be like an actual physical war or a cyber war or whatever, like everybody, we all have a war that we conquer in our lives on a daily. And how can we be ready or better prepared to conquer that war, that battle? I think the hardest thing we have to fight is ourselves, right? That person in our head, that mentality, that thought. And if there's any way, through meditation, through self-awareness, through bettering yourself on even the smallest task, it's just know that it's not about being big. It's about like the slight things, the little things that break a kingdom, that break a king and a queen down. So this week, I want you guys to be focused on that. Be focused on the small things that you can do to get yourself ready for the next task, the next fight, the next war in your life. Because you're royal, you're king, and you're a queen. You got to be thinking ahead. You got to be thinking about making yourself better. So that's my throne talk thought. My throne talk thought of the week. Stay royal. In conclusion, in wrapping up this week, I feel like I've learned so much this year, like, about the world, about people, about history, and I'm continuing to explore, and we are in such a pinnacle, like, time where there's so much information, there's so many things open and available to us. And I just want to say this, and I think it's probably going to rock you guys' mind. You probably already know it, maybe, maybe not. But only 5% of the world's population is online. Only 5% of the world's population has a computer, has access to the internet. And that is amazing. That means there's so much more. Like, that means we haven't even scratched the surface of what can be done, of what's out there, of what's going on, of what we can achieve. So thinking about that, I want you to, and this is really more for me, guys, like, than it is for anybody. We have to take small steps and not get bogged down this week about everything that's going on around us. All the hate, all the evil, all the criticism. Like, we really have to internalize and take small steps towards being great and better. I hope that you guys have a great week. I hope you don't get bogged down by the haters. They're gonna be here, and we need to start learning how to let haters be our elevators. Let our problems be our blessings. So this week, I leave you with that. Let your problem this week be your blessing. My name's Soleil Divine. You can hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, every other thing you can think of. It's all at Soleil Divine. Please review the podcast. Please subscribe. Let me know how you feel. You can also hit me up on email at soleil@soleildivine.com. Let me know what you think. I hope you guys like it. I'm trying to get better every week for you. And like this week, no matter what you do, like I always say, stay royal. See you guys next week.